You are about to receive a word in season from Bishop Samuel Beidou. Bishop Samuel is the resident pastor of the Word of Life Cathedral, Takrady. Get ready for an impartation as the Word of God comes. Now, today's message.
Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for this opportunity to be in your presence and the opportunity we have to be filled. We have come as hungry and thirsty souls. Fill us and make us be filled with you in the fullness of your word and your revelations. We thank you that your spirit is here. I pray that, Lord, you will use me to speak to your people. Use my lips, use my words, and use them to speak to your people what you intend to convey this morning to everyone here, Lord. We thank you. We are ready to receive from you. Help us and bless us. In Jesus' name I pray. Everybody said amen. Amen. Clap your hands together for Jesus. Amen. You may please be seated. Continuing on what we started last week on the sweet influences of the anointing. Hallelujah. The sweet influences, okay? An influence is something that has a capacity to cause an effect, okay? So there are certain things that are able to cause effects in our lives. Sometimes you are aware of it, sometimes you are not aware of it, but it is important that you will become aware of what can influence you positively, so that you will expose yourself more and more to that. And then you must also know that which is able to drain you of virtue, of anointing, of blessings, and then you detach yourself and remove your way far from that thing, because you will be influenced one way or the other, whether you are aware of it or not. There are certain things that causes influence in different things that we do. Hallelujah. Last week I shared with you an introduction. It will be very important for you to understand and to enjoy the fullness of the series that we are into, to listen to the podcast, because there are other aspects of it that you didn't hear, because I preached a lot more on it in the second service, and I'm continuing. Amen. What I started last week, I actually spoke a lot on it in the second service. And then, same, what I'm going to start, because of time, I'm not going to go so much into the message. But at least, God will help us. What do you think? Okay. So this morning, I'm preaching about the anointing on your ability to be holy. The anointing on your ability to be holy. Hallelujah. The anointing on your ability to be holy. Okay. Now, Matthew chapter 13, verse 33, the Bible says that the kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took, and he hid in 3 measures of meal. Until the whole was leavened. Okay? So here we find out that there are certain things that's a kingdom of God. That's how the kingdom of heaven is like. And that is how you will benefit from the kingdom. That is how I will benefit from the kingdom. This is another parable, speak ye unto them. Okay, this is a parable. If you're able to understand the parables, the dark sayings, and the proverbs of the wise man, and their understanding, because a wise man has proverbs, has parables. So if you are able to understand them, then you will benefit greatly from whatever truth there is in that parable. And this parable is meant for this. Those of us who are in the kingdom, you know, right there it says that the kingdom of heaven. Don't we want what is in heaven? Heaven is a perfect place. So the laws of heaven, if we apply them in our lives, we are going to gain greatly. We're going to be blessed greatly from all aspects of our lives. And I think that this is not a story. It is a parable. If we understand them, hey, we will be blessed. And you'll be blessed this morning in Jesus' name. Say amen. Amen. And here he says that that kingdom, this is how the kingdom operates. The kingdom is likened to living that which causes the influence, which somebody took, a woman took, and hid in 3 measures of meal until. So the until is the causing, you know, like the time period that it will definitely affect the until the whole was living. Amen. Until your life is affected by the Holy Spirit, you will not see that, like the yeast. What does the yeast do? If you put the yeast in the flour, what does it do? It causes it to rise. So until it has affected until the whole is living, the thing wouldn't rise. I think that people don't know how to apply the yeast well, so sometimes it doesn't rise well. True or not true? Those of you who are into baking. Because I know that if you don't apply it well, it doesn't work well. Is it not true? Yes. So until everything is living, it won't work well. So until you are affected by the Holy Spirit, your life, my life, will not work well. Let me try and make you understand. You see, the Bible says that according as his divine power has given us all things that pertains to life and godliness. That is the truth. As you have come into the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, as you are dwelling in this kingdom, the Bible says that he has given us all things. I think we know of these promises. So how can we benefit from them? How can we really benefit from these things? How can we see them? The all things. How can we overcome? How can our lives become richer than it is now, better than it is now? Now that you are born again, that is the reason why I'm preaching this message. So you are born again, but until you are affected by the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit is that power that causes you to rise. Now that you are born again and you have come, you must be affected by another principle in the kingdom. Do you understand it? There is another principle. You are born again. That is the entry. You have come into the kingdom. You are in church that you have entered. But there is something else. It is not just one step. One step cannot take you far. One step. Can you just take one step and you are here? One step. I mean, you can stretch your leg, but you know that you can't go far. Just one stroke, one single step will not take you far. That's why people even do courses. You finish degree, you have gone to do French in addition to what you have done. You've gone to do masters, you've done professional exams. You say you are doing a top-up program, you are doing something to help you here. Because one thing is not enough. So in the kingdom, those of us in the kingdom who think that being born again is all there is, it is a great thing. Without the first step of being born again, you will not do so many things. A lot of things wouldn't happen. But when you come in, there are things, there are other things, there are other protocols. Tell somebody there are other protocols. Oh, you say it. You say you don't want it. Tell somebody there are other protocols that you must observe. Yes, when you come in and you don't observe the protocols, you will be sent back to stay somewhere else. You'll be made to just stay at the entrance because you have not observed the protocols, the COVID protocols. This one is heavenly protocols. Amen. Have you been asked to go back? you are entering. So where's your nose mask? Go back. Protocols. Yes. So for the yeast to rise, for the meal or the flour to now rise, the protocol is you have to put the leaven in it and wait till it is leavened. The whole was leavened. Okay, everything, the meal, everything is affected. So that's a thing. Are you understanding how it works? So you see that nothing was done in the Bible. You realize that there is always the spirit that affects man. When man was created, and the spirit is that which brought life. Life came because the spirit, God breathed. You see, the breath of God is the spirit. It's one of the aspects of God. Okay, there are ways that the spirit of God is expressed in the Bible. The breath. Jesus breathed on them. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the spirit. The breath of God. So when the breath of God comes, you receive life. Somebody is receiving life this morning. Yes, the breath of God brings life. The breath of God brings life. The breath of God is the spirit of God that brings life. So without this life, you are dead. Yes, you have been made, though, but you are dead. You are not functioning. So that power is what I'm talking about. That power that makes you now function to the uttermost of yourself, the way God designed you to be, is what I'm talking about this morning. The anointing that influences you. Amen. So, if you are not affected by the Holy Spirit, if you are not affected by the anointing, something else affects you. This wisdom descended not from above. This wisdom or this spirit. Wisdom is a spirit. The spirit of wisdom. So this wisdom descended not from above. Does not come from the top. But is earthly, sensual, and devilish. These are three influences you must beware of. The earthly influence, the sensual influence, and the devilish influence. They are so real. These three are very powerful magnets. They are magnetic. They are very attractive. And they affect us every day. They are competing every day with the spirit. So if you have not exposed yourself to the spirit, then they have you. Like that, they have you, cry. Even when the spirit is on you, with you, they are competing. They are never dying spirits. Earthly influence. Never dying. Never dying. They don't give up. Never giving up. Never giving in. Never say die. Never say no. Spirits. Earthly. Sensual. Senses. Always. You will have that influence trying to take a hold of you. Then devilish is demonic, evil, wicked. People killing. You don't understand why a human being will kill another human being. You know, you take a knife and you stab somebody and you take the mobile phone. You don't understand what I'm saying? Do you understand? Yeah. So it's important that you are affected and you are influenced by the power. Now, when I say the sweet influence of the anointing, I'm talking about the sweet influence of the power of God. The power, the anointing. The anointing operates, okay? There are different operations of the Spirit. The Bible says, diversity of gifts. There are differences in administrations, differences in operations. There are three different things. The way they operate and the way they are administered. So the Spirit is administered in different ways. 1 Corinthians 12, yeah. You see that there are diversities of operations. How do they operate? One of the operations is that, last week I was sharing on your knowledge of God. One other operation of the Spirit is that He operates by influencing your ability to be holy. All right, put them together. Now, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. All right, there are differences in what? Administrations, but the same Lord. Now, there are what? diversities of operations. So three things. So first of all, there are different gifts, different administrations, and then operations. All right, how they operate. So how does the Spirit operate? So the operation, one of the operation of the Spirit is that He operates by giving you an ability. There's an ability. So that aspect is one channel of operation, mode of operating, modus operandi. Mode of operation. One mode by which He operates is by giving you the capacity to affect. He gives you the capacity to be holy, to discharge holiness, to give holiness, to emit holiness. Otherwise, you cannot become it. You can't live it. You cannot be something that you don't have that influence. That's why I say influence. I define influence as a capacity to affect, to cause an effect. So, but if you cannot, because for instance, there are certain things you cannot become until there's something in you. Do you get it? You can't become it until you have been given that ability. So the Spirit makes you. Now, this morning, just to share with you on holiness. Okay. I wish there was more time, but we'll try and then learn something. Holiness is something that is important, but cannot be achieved without the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Holiness is not possible in the flesh. It is important to also understand that there is a place where your will is important. Your will, you must also be determined, but it gets to a point. That determination is good, but I want you to know that the main person who enables you is the Holy Spirit. Because the flesh, you see, the flesh has so many things that it wants to do. How can you live a life with boundaries if the Holy Spirit is not in you? Because many people don't have limits to things. No, saying no to certain things, they just live as they feel they do, as they think, they just act. A life of the flesh, a life of just being moved by your whims and caprices. Every move that you think is important, that comes to mind, you just move into it. It's not the life God wants for you. So you are not able to live a holy life by yourself, because you just do whatever you want to do. But how can you also become this person where you have boundaries? There are certain things you don't do. You know, there are things in the Bible God says you shouldn't do, but you are doing it. How can you stop yourself? By the power of the Holy Spirit. The power of the Holy Spirit enables you and me to do it. Say amen. Amen. Otherwise, there are so many things that we will never see. Hey! It won't work. No, I will not lie to you. It will not work. The struggle is too much. Struggling with the flesh. Oh, people. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. The struggling in the flesh. It's real. Struggling with, you know, lusts is real. Lasting after things, lasting after people, lasting after whatever. You sleep, can't control yourself. Just sleep. Do you understand it? So I'm just saying that. Your holiness. Now, I'll ask you a question. Are you holy? You see, are you pure? Are you sanctified? Are we? Now, these questions, If you are able to say yes to them, it's the Holy Spirit that has made it happen. Say amen.
Amen.
Yes, that you are pure. It makes you. It's the Spirit that keeps you, because you are not pure by yourself. We can't be pure by ourselves. You see, we can't. To stay away from a lot of things that are presented to you, temptations. Lot of temptations every day. The temptation to steal that makes you unholy. To steal what does not belong to you. To take that which is not for you. Yes, it's part of it. Holiness. To be holy. I wish I had time to show you why you need holiness. Because it's more like, for some people, holiness is a bother. It's like a very difficult, it's not a subject that is talked about. Do you get it? It's not a much spoken about topic, because people immediately start thinking about something that is not possible. But it is possible by the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, say amen, oh, because this one, this is the place where you say amen. Tell somebody, this is the place where you say amen. No. I don't want you to look at the weather. Tell somebody, this is where you must say amen. Because Charlie, holiness, dear, Charlie, is needed. Pa. Look at your neighbor and say, Charlie, what I'm talking about is true or is it true or is not true? It's needed. Hey! This is the place you say amen. This is the place. This is the place. Hey! Charlie, the problems. I mean, when you turn... Honestly, I don't know what's happening on TV. I don't watch TV, so when I get to... I get to see what is happening, usually when I sit in places where they have television, or I have the opportunity to scroll. I say, hey, the presentations. No. It's not good. They are all temptations. You watch, and you will watch some more, because what has been shown you, you want to see more. And you see more. And then you see more. And you realize that you are seeing more. Hallelujah. But how can it be? How can you become... How can you stay away from all these pressures of the world, these temptations, by your own self? You've tried it. You know, I don't want people lifting up hands this morning. This morning, there's no lifting up of hand. But... you realize that you have tried it by yourself and you see that it worked to a point. This is where you say, yes, it's true. This is where you say what? It is true. Say, Bishop, you are preaching. This is the place. Oh, yes. This is where you say, it's Bishop, you are preaching. This is where you say that. But you have tried it. You've tried all the steps, New Year's resolutions, all kinds of things. And you realize that it worked for 3 months. And then the rest of the 9 months, you threw caution to the wind. Hey! You couldn't do it anymore. That's why I'm saying that holiness, because you see, holiness is not of this world. Holiness is of God. We live in a profane world. We live in an evil world. And holiness is of God in heaven. That is why it must come from God. It cannot come from you. You cannot... emanate it. You can't produce it. You don't have the ability. So he must influence you, give you something that you, with that thing in you, you are able to produce his holiness. If you don't have it, no, forget it. It's not possible. Amen.
Amen.
Ephesians chapter 2. The Bible says, Ephesians 2, to wherein time passed. You walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of two and three. You see, listen to this. So it says that you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of what? Disobedience. Among whom we all had our conversations. See, Paul is speaking, but said, we all had our conversations in times past in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and the mind. Yes, and were by nature children of wrath, as others were. Yes, as were the other people, like everybody else. So we would just say that we were like that. Wherein time passed. You see, it says that disobedience. You walk according to the course of this world, according to the power of the prince of the air, the atmospheric influence. Air is influence. Air waves. Air. The influence of the airwaves, television, media, social media. They even have them call some people influencers. Air. When you hear the air, according to the prince of the power of the air, it's not the air that is blowing, it's the air, the atmosphere. What influences the atmosphere? The atmosphere or the wherever you are, whatever medium there is. As in our time, it is more of social media, radio, and all these things. According to the prince of the power of the air. Now that atmosphere, it says that the spirit, it's a spirit. The spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom we all had. Say we. We all walked on this earth. You see, among whom we all had our conversation. Conversation is a way of life. So we walked, your manner of life. We all had our conversation, or we walked, our movements, our choices, our behavior. So we all had our conversations, not just talking. When you see conversation, it's your manner of life. In times past, in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and the mind. And we were by nature children of wrath. So, that is the nature of the unsaved man. So when you become saved, you live a life where, you know, now sex is like handshakes for people. Just do it. It's normal. Like control is not present. There are people who have given up on that area. So it's not possible. People write about it. It's like it's not possible. It's not possible to say that you are staying away from this, to be pure and to be holy and not to live a life without having indiscriminate sex all around with people you are not supposed to have sex with. Girlfriends, you are a lady. You know, you have to, every boyfriend you have, it's like, you have to sleep with a boy. So by the time you're about to marry, then it means that you have had 15 boys. So then it means that if you knew you were going to have the 15th person is the one who's going to marry, you wouldn't have slept with the first, but you didn't know. So you were on it till you got to number 15, and maybe 15 married you. Or number 25. And number 25 married. Or number 50. Maybe number 50 married you. Or number 65. Yes. Look. See, this is where you have to keep quiet. This is where you have to keep quiet. Because where I am mentioning and the numbers I'm mentioning, there are some of the low figures for some people. Others are around 200. It's true. This is where you keep quiet. This is where you don't say anything. Do you understand it? I'm not joking. I'm not joking at all. It's not whatever. You are in Ghana, but you don't know. There are other countries. It is a sex culture for some people in other countries. I don't want to mention some countries are sex. They don't mind. There are no boundaries. They don't mind. It's like they don't mind you are married. No. It's open. It's like, oh, it's okay. Yeah, your wife can understand. They are telling you that your wife can understand. It's possible. It's like, oh. So I'm not worried about it. They are the ones proposing to you. The ladies are proposing to the men. Because in their mind, it's like, it's not possible to stay. How can I say you are staying without sex? It's not possible. Do you know why? Because There is no influence. Nothing is there to influence that aspect of your life where you are able to not do it. Do you understand why they are behaving that way? It's not like they wish that they are doing that, because they have come to the point where they believe that, oh, it's not possible. So they have accepted it. Some people have also accepted it like that. Like a girl, it's like, how can I be in a relationship and we don't do anything? Oh, it's not possible. It's normal. It's normal today. How can I, like a boy, you have gone to propose to a girl, so you tell the girl, what? You can't accept the proposal. We will not do anything until we marry. How? That's the discussions today. These are the discussions. And so a message like this, if it's being played on radio, there are people who will insult the messages. So what do you mean? They are spending money. What do you think? Hey, you see now, you see where it is going to. The argument is now moving into, we are doing this, so what do you think? So I'm saying that the capacity, which is the influence, to cause an effect, is from the Holy Spirit. You see, it is not possible to stay pure if God does not help you. So I want you to really be into praying for the power of God there to influence you. Say, says that this wisdom is earthly sensual. Now I want to say this. Many people have not sat to think carefully about sensual influence. It's very dangerous. No, there is nothing like anybody who is exempted. I don't want to give any exemption to anybody. No priests, no high level, whoever. No. It is a power on its own. It's a type of power. There are a lot of people who are using this. Girls. There are girls who have specialized in using it. They know the influence. They use it. Might affect a lot of things. That's why you see there are billboards. You can see a sensual billboard. You see this billboard is a sensual. It just has a sensual effect on people. That's it. That's what it is. You can put up makeups on your face, make you dress, do have certain things. It's just sensual. It's sensual. When you see this, it's, the only thought that comes to mind is sex. You see, although they've not displayed sex, it is just linked to that. But when you see it, you see that this thing is sexual in nature. Sexy in nature. You know, something sexy. You know, it's like sexy, sexy. Coca-Cola price, sexy. Sexy Coke. Sexy Coca-Cola. You can't even believe it. That's why I'm saying that we must pray, because that is a power that is there. It is strong. So if we don't know how to stay away, you will always be affected. And that's why many people are not able to resist. Like you are not able to resist. So you have just allowed yourself to just swim in unrighteousness, and you've told yourself it's not possible. But this morning I'm here to tell you that by the power of the Holy Spirit it is possible. Say a proper amen. This is why you say amen. This is where. Tell somebody, this is why you say amen. Tell somebody, this is why you say what? Amen. This is why you say amen. Because I need it. I need it. This is where you say amen at you. Amen. Amen. Yes. Ability. Pray the Holy Spirit will help you. Because it is a spirit. The spirit that makes you say that the spirit, Ephesians 2, the spirit that worketh in the children of disobedience. The spirit that makes you, in time past, you walk in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh. Fulfilling in the lust of the flesh. Eh? And in the mind. The lust of the flesh and in the mind. Your mind. You just think your mind is just, whoo. Charlie, your mind is just somewhere else. Cry. Do you understand it? Engaging your mind wrongly and thinking about evil things, sensual, sexual, devilish things. This influence is only possible by the Holy Spirit. So we're going to pray for it. And you must pray for it every day. God help me. You have determination that is working. But I see that this determination is not enough. You need the influence and the power. Say power of the Holy Ghost. To become it. Amen. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Christians, I'm preaching to Christians. Amen. 1 Corinthians. Chapter 6. Verse 9. Look at it. Know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of heaven? Know you not that the righteous shall not inherit the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God? Don't you know? This is what he's saying, that unholy people will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. Be not deceived. Don't be deceived at all. For neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor the adulterer or the adulteress, or the effeminate. These effeminate, these are like homosexuals, which they don't want us to talk about. Nor the abusers of themselves amongst mankind. That is also, so homosexual, this is sodomy, gay. It's listing the things right there, unrighteousness. This list are there. Now, fornicators, idol worshipping, these are the unholy things God is talking about. Adultery, you are living in it all the time. Homosexual, like, these are things you are into. A man, you are sleeping with men. A girl, you have a girl, you are doing homosexual things with a girl. What do you think? Thieves. The next one says, nor thieves, nor the covetous, nor deceivers, nor the revilers, and the ones who are also extortioners. They cannot inherit. It says that be not deceived, that they cannot inherit. You can't inherit this kingdom, this holy kingdom. You see now, give us the next verse. You can't inherit the kingdom. Maybe. No, add it. It will make it nice, okay? Add it. Make it. The verse 9, 10, and 11. So that you will see the list. Such were some of you. You see, it says where. But you see, there are people who are still in it. But the Bible says that. But you are washed. Say amen. Say I'm washed. But you are sanctified. Amen. But you are justified. Amen. Yes. But it says that, but you are justified by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. The Spirit. So the Spirit is the one that is able to sanctify you. You are washed, sanctified, made holy. Sanctification makes you holy. You are sanctified. You are washed. You are sanctified. You are justified by Jesus Christ our God. And the Spirit. The Spirit. Say Spirit. Isn't that beautiful? Are you understanding it? You can't do it on your own. That's why you must pray. Holy Spirit, help me. Holy Spirit, help me. You need the Holy Spirit. You need the Holy Spirit. Can't do it. Your flesh. Hey, the flesh is wild. It's a very wild weapon. The flesh is a type of weapon. So people use the flesh as their weapons. That's the only weapon. They don't have anything. They don't work. There are weapons they have. Weapon. Flesh weapons. Fleshly weapons. But God is giving you strength. Hallelujah. How many of you like the message? Does he see? This is where you lift your hand and say, I like it. This is where you say, Bishop, this is it. I like it. I want it. Holiness. It's important. All right? The Spirit will help you. And may the Spirit of God help you. May the power of God help us. So that we will live holy lives. The power of the Holy Ghost to affect our lives. The power of the Holy Spirit to affect our lives. Amen. Now, how can the Spirit help you? How? Do you want to know how? I'll give you 1 point. The Holy Spirit enables you to resist. The enabler, the capacity to resist. So, it's like... Now, let me just finish the statement. The Holy Spirit enables you to resist the lust of your flesh. That's how He helps you to be holy. Because you can defile yourself by fulfilling, it is that fulfilling the lust of the flesh and the desires of the flesh and the desires of the mind and the lust of the mind. So the Holy Spirit will help you by enabling you, something that helps you or helps cause an effect. That enabler, the Holy Spirit. So one, that's why you must pray for the Holy Spirit. Okay? Pray. Have you gotten the point? Holy Spirit enables you. How many of you want something that will help you to resist? Do you know that? I once spoke to a girl, right? Counseling. This is even, I think it was just my wife, but she was a sheep we were talking. Then she said that long ago, she said that boys who were proposing to her, she couldn't resist saying no. Hey, you don't have to go the way of such a girl, because she will not say no. She will say yes. So the Spirit will help you to say no. To say no to sleeping a lot. To say no to stealing. Stealing. The temptation to steal. It makes you unholy. The thing is not for you. You have stolen it. This is where I say, Bishop, preach. The ability enables you to resist the flesh. You want something, it is not yours. You have stolen it. You've taken it. You like it so much, you can't resist not having it, that you stole it. And you converted it and appropriated it for yourself. Maybe you have taken somebody's wife. You have taken somebody's husband. You have converted somebody's husband for yourself. Hey. Are you there? Or you don't like it? Conversion. Evil conversions make you unholy. It brings unholiness. That's the thing. That lists right there, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. Fornicators. Idolatry. You are into idol things. Juju spirits. All these. God hates it. These things. Homosexuality. If you are dabbling in homosexuality, maybe nobody knows, but you are in it. Receive the power of God to come out in the name of Jesus. Yes. Receive the power of the Holy Ghost to come out. Then, yes. And then the other ones. Galatians chapter 6, verse number 16. This I say then. What does the Bible say? Galatians 6, Galatians 5, no, 5, 16 and 17. This I say then. Listen to what the Bible says. This is the magic. This is what the Spirit can do. This is what the power of the Holy Ghost can do for somebody. This I say then. Walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Walk in the Spirit, If you allow the Spirit of God to enable you and you walk in the Spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusted after the Spirit, and the Spirit after the flesh. And these two are contrary one to the other. That you cannot do that which you would. You can't do that which you want to do. You want to serve God. You realize that your walk with God has been greatly hindered by all these unholy things that have come your way. You have been taken aback a lot of times because you have not been able to resist the flesh. That's it. The power of the Holy Ghost is that which can keep you. The flesh will fight the Spirit all the time. All the time. It is only the Holy Spirit that can help you. It is only the Holy Spirit that can enable you to stay away from unholiness. It's the Holy Spirit. That's why you need to pray. Oh God, I can't do it on my own. Help me. You must pray it all. You must pray. Fast and pray about it and say, God, I will not leave you until you give me the ability. That ability and that power to also live a holy life. Say, me too, I'll live a holy life. Lift your hand and say, I'll live a holy life. Holiness unto God. It's unto God. Romans chapter 8, verse 13. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 13. If you live in the flesh, you shall die. But if you, through the Spirit, you do mortify the deeds of the flesh, you shall live. Oh, shout out. This is why you say an amen. I said, this is why you say an amen. If you live in the flesh, you shall die. But if you, through the Spirit, you must put to death the desires, the wantings, the cravings, the lustings of the flesh. You must kill it. We must take a knife and slaughter it. Only by the Spirit. Say, no, I won't do it. It's the last time. When was the last time you said the last time? You realize that your last time has been 25 times. 25 last times. You are on the 26th one. You see, this is why you say, Bishop, you know things. You know things. You can only put the flesh to death. If you mortify, kill. If you, through the Spirit, you kill the deeds of the flesh. You have to control it. The flesh must be tamed. The flesh is wild. You must not allow it to take you to hell. Somebody, you must not allow the flesh to take you to hell. Don't allow the flesh. You know what the flesh does? The flesh is actually making you not fulfill destiny. That's why he says that you shall not inherit the kingdom of God. There is nothing. That is why so many things don't work. I can give you one point. I'll give you just one point. I'll give you why. One reason why it is important to be holy. It is important. Holiness is important because prayers are not answered because of unholiness. Psalm 66 verse 18, the Bible says that if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. So prayers are not answered. So you realize that what is for us in the kingdom of God, what God wants you to do, I showed you last week, the knowledge of God for your life, the knowledge of God, knowing God. You didn't get to that. You can listen to it in the podcast. But that's what the Bible says. Prayers. You pray so that God will answer. But prayers are not answered. They are hindered because of unholiness. Iniquity. The mystery of iniquity. The Bible says a mystery. Iniquity is a mystery. For the mystery of iniquity that already works. Iniquity is a mystery. The mystery of iniquity is that, hey, look at me. The mystery of iniquity is that when it has appeared, when it comes into your life, God cannot hear you. It's a mystery. You don't know why you don't have to do it. Then God stops hearing you because you have sin. You are living in sin. You are living in unholiness. The mystery of iniquity doth already work. Hey, wake up so that God will hear you and help you. Wake up and crave for the ability to live a holy life. You can live a holy life. From today, you see, some of you were As I'm preaching, you know the note you must make. I'll show you a type of note that is very beneficial. That I've given you this 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians 2, 7. You write that the mystery of iniquity. You have to write the mystery of this boy in my life. That makes me not presentable to God. The mystery. Then you are you have to cancel a boy from your life, from this service. Not that it's a process, a one-year process. It should be an immediate process. An immediate expunge. Do you know what it means to expunge? To completely wipe. Now you have to take a drastic step. Take a decision to come out of something. This is the time to stop something. You must end something now as you are listening. Because the mystery of this sin, the mystery of unholiness is working and God cannot hear you. God, why? Oh, why? You have to check yourself. Check it. Isaiah chapter 1 says it. It's not that God cannot hear us. It's just our sins and our iniquities that have separated us from God. This is the sins. It has made God's ear is not hard that he cannot hear. It is his our sins. It has made it difficult. We can't approach God in a certain way. But today, as you are praying and say, Father, help me. As you are going to pray and seek God, you are going to become a holy person. You will live a holy life. Say amen. Amen. How many of you want it? So you see how holiness can affect you. I have a lot more, but you listen to it in the second service, I believe. Because it's affecting you greatly. You don't even know why, but it's a mystery. What is the connection between the sin and then your future? What's a mystery? Here, it's a mystery because it will worry you. It contaminates what God has for you. You are not able to work for God. You are not able to do a lot of things for God because of this. That's why I'm saying that, look, we are praying and say, God, help me. Hey, you need it all. Don't live in it. Don't sleep in it. But pray and say, Father, I need grace to overcome this. I need grace to come out of sin. I need grace to stop stealing. I need the grace to come out of this evil. I need the grace. Say mystery. It's a mystery. Sin is a mystery. It makes you unholy. It's a mystery. It's a mystery and it's mysterious. It is mysteriously working and affecting our life. By affecting your life if it is there. Yes. Mysteriously affecting you. Think you are smart. It's a mystery. The mystery of it is that it has made you think you are smart. That's a mysterious part of it. It's made you think that you got away with it and so you can continue doing it. I'm living a life. You are living an unholy life. You have to accept it. Pray, God help me. God can help you. I said God can help you. If you are through the Spirit. Oh, I love this scripture. Galatians chapter 5. See, look, you die. You die in the flesh. The flesh will kill you. It will kill you. And you see, the flesh has a way of making you. You see, the excitement of the flesh doesn't end. It's always looking for more. So you follow it. So you realize you have followed it into the grave. You are actually in the grave. Before you realize, you have been buried in the grave. You see, because you didn't know that you were following after the person. So you didn't even see when it was your coffin being taken down the grave, you didn't see that. You were actually going down. So you were in it, following after the flesh. Before you were, no, they are pouring sand on you. You are being buried. You didn't know. I don't have a lot of time to talk about a lot of things, but actually we need it. I'm talking about your future. So without the influence of the Holy Spirit, your future is greatly going to be affected. Because sin abounds. And by the power of God, you are going to overcome sin so that you will be a glorious person here on earth. Say amen. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Because God wants you. God needs you. God wants to do great things. He says that according as his divine power, it is the power of God that is able to give you all the things that pertain to your life. And what? Godliness. Godliness. Say godliness. It's power that can give you godliness, holiness, righteousness. It's the power of God. It's the power of the Holy Ghost. And somebody here, God will help you. This morning, you are going home with the influence of the anointing the capacity that causes an effect. Say amen.
Amen.
Say a louder amen.
Amen.
Because you are going to be affected. Yes. Time will not permit me. I told you. So listen to the second service on podcast. God will bless you. Clap your hands, stand to your feet.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. We believe that you have been truly blessed. Send a mail to Bishop Samuel at bishopsamuelbeidou@gmail.com. Introduce this podcast to a friend. Keep listening and live passionately for Jesus.